You know what drives me batshit crazy? It is when people use human design as another form of labeling people. It's when we use human design to label people according to their type and think that all projectors are the same or all manifesting generators are the same or that we leave people no room to get out of their type. That's what we're going to be unpacking in today's episode of Unjaded.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
I'd love to start today with a few questions. Number one, do you know your human design type? Number two, has knowing your human design type changed your life in any way at all? And number three, do you find yourself wondering if you got it all wrong? Because I hear this a lot. Today, we're going to talk about human design as a big picture because I want you to understand that you are so much more than your type. A lot of people come through my world and they say things like, I'm a projector, but I get lots done. I'm not tired all the time. Do you think I got my birth time wrong? Or I'm a manifesting generator, but I'm very focused and strategic, so I'm not scattered at all. I don't know why the world thinks Manny Gens have to be scattered, but that's a topic for another day. I'm shocked that I'm a generator. I relate so much more to the projector type. The longer that I'm in the world of human design, the more I know that the beauty is in the nuances. So here's the thing, there's a lot of moving parts in your human design. To stop at your type is just another form of labeling, in my humble opinion. In the human design world, we call this homogenization, making you just like everyone else. And while your type is a big piece of your design, it's not the entire puzzle. So let's look at one of the examples that I shared above. I'm a generator, but I relate way more to the projector experience. This can happen for a lot of reasons, and I'm just going to talk about a couple of them here. Actually, we'll do three. So you may have an undefined throat in your generator design. The undefined throat needs recognition, just like the projector does. The undefined throat needs this recognition in order to get action started. So even though you're a generator and you've been told that you're here to work and build and create and do all of these things, you may need something to get you started. I have a child who is a generator with an undefined throat, and she does need something to be called out in her in order to get things started. Another thing that could be happening is that you may have predominantly projected channels, so maybe it feels better for you to be invited to share in a lot of areas of your life. You may have a second line or a fifth line profile. Both of these profiles will experience a lot of projection as part of their experience, and they need to be recognized or called out for their gifts and talents. So that's three things if you are a generator, but you feel more like a projector. There are many places in your design that this could live. Remember the nuances. Let's debunk another one. I'm a manifesting generator, but I do not have a lot of energy. Number one, you may just be tired. You may have entered into the wrong commitments and your sacral energy is stagnant. You feel dead inside. Of course, you're not going to have a lot of energy no matter what your type is. I see this all the time with manifesting generators. They come into my world and they're like couch potatoes. And they've been doing the same job for 40 years, maybe not quite, but a long time. And they're just on autopilot going through their life. It's like if you are a manifesting generator, you are not here to be on autopilot, okay? You are here to be responding, 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 responding. A lot of times I find that they're not using that sacral energy. Either they're not using it physically in the daytime, or they're not using it by stimulating themselves enough and by doing too many things. Number two, you may have very little definition in your design. I'm working with a manifesting generator right now who has only her sacral center and her throat center defined. She takes on a lot of stuff, a lot of conditioning in the world, and finding ways to allow herself the space to be in her own aura so that she can slough some of that off is really important. She feels almost a heaviness in her right now because she's been taking this all on for so long without any way to decondition it. We call it in human design world, but without any way to just let it dissipate, let it roll off her like water off a duck's back type of a thing. Number three, you may not be physically using your sacral energy daily as a manifesting generator. Sacral energy is powerful. It needs to be used up daily. When it's not, it's going to ricochet around in your body and it's going to lead to thyroid and other endocrine issues. A trick that the body will use is that because in human design, the goal is to get energy to the throat because the throat center in human design is the center for action, remember? So a trick that the body will use is that you will become more and more talkative as a manifesting generator. Now you have a defined throat, you have a motor to your throat, so you don't need to be talking all the time as a manifesting generator. Sometimes people with an undefined throat tend towards talking more because they process that way, but it's not the same for you as a manifesting generator. You are defined, you're able to speak clearly and concisely, and when it's needed. But what I see is with manifesting generators who are not using their physical energy daily, these couch potatoes that I spoke of earlier, they will talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, what is going on? She has a defined throat. Why is she talking like this? But it's because her body just needs to move the energy. And if it doesn't move the energy, it just is going wonky all inside of her body. So the body tries to get it out. Hey, I just want to interrupt this episode really, really quickly and tell you about a course that's launching in November that you're going to want to know about. So if you're someone who is tired of staring at the blank screen, if you are not getting engagement on your posts, and if your content is not generating dollars in your business, because that's what we want it to be doing, then the Content by Design course is for you. So this is a content course designed to have you creating according to your own unique human design, which is really where the power is, right? You speak in your voice, from your strengths, what you're here to communicate, the message that you're here to speak to the people that you're meant to speak to. It is absolutely magical how we can find your message and fine-tune your message within your human design. And that's what we're going to be doing in the Content by Design course. Now, the cart will be open for 4 days only. It's open from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. You want to get on the wait list? I've linked it in the show notes for you so that you don't miss when that cart opens. We're looking at a killer course for creating content at a beta price that is guaranteed to have you writing content with ease and flow in your business. Jump on the wait list now. Now we'll get back into the episode. Third scenario, I'm a projector, but I'm not tired. I get lots and lots done. Well, hallelujah, sweet Jesus. Could we just please agree to stop telling projectors that they should be tired? That drives me crazy. It really drives me crazy. Projectors are not here to be tired. Projectors are here to be rested. There's a difference. Rest is required. It's required for all of us. Perhaps it's required more for a projector, or maybe just more intentionally for a projector. They need time in their own aura because they are always being conditioned. That sacral center of theirs is always being conditioned and other open centers, but they need to have time in their own aura to allow that sacral energy to dissipate so that they can rest. So they may need more time alone, and rest may be more intentional, but it is required for all of us. So your call as a projector is to be rested, not to be tired, okay? So that said, there are different kinds of projectors. There are projectors with motors defined, and we call these motorized projectors. The motors that are in the human design body graph are the will center. That's that little tiny red or pink triangle. The emotional solar plexus, the big triangle on the right-hand side, the root center. The sacral center is a motor too, but a projector will never have that defined, so that's why I'm not talking about it here. But the root center is the bottom center on the body graph that is colored in beige if it's defined. So the more motors that are defined, the more energy you're going to have in your design. So think of the manifesting generator that I spoke of in the last example. She only has one motor defined. She only has her sacral center defined. Well, she's going to be a lot different energy-wise than a manifesting generator who has all four motors defined, which can happen, or three motors defined, which happens all the time. So if you're a projector that has motors defined, you're what we call a motorized projector, and those motors energize your chart. They energize your design. I find that a projector with a defined will and a defined throat will often resemble a manifesting generator until they push too far, because remember that will center is designed also for cycles of rest. So it doesn't want you to push too far, but that's a topic for a whole other episode. So that was a really long roundabout example for that one thing. As a motorized projector, you're going to have more energy than a non-motorized projector. That's one piece of the puzzle. Another thing that could be happening is that you could have gate 54 defined, or you could have channel 54 or 32. I did an episode with Kendra Woods, who is a projector with a root center defined, and she has this as her, the only channel defined in her chart actually is this channel 5432, and I will have that linked in the show notes for you so that you can go there and listen in to how that affects her life. She's a projector with two centers defined, one of them the root center and this channel, and she goes and goes and goes in her business. You would look at her business from the outside and think she can't possibly be a projector. But she is. She's just a really intentional one. So if either both of these gates, 32, 54, or the whole channel are defined for you, you're going to have the energy to do things. Gate 54 is the gate of ambition, and gate 32 is the gate of endurance. You're going to have to do things if you have this energy defined in your chart. This is the energy for drive. You're not going to be dragging your ass ready for a nap all day long if you have this energy. This is like business center energy. The energy to get things done, whether you're a projector or not. Number three for projectors, conditioning is real. If you've been pushing through energy that you don't have for your entire life, you may not even know you're doing it. You know, I sit in readings often with people who argue with me that they can't possibly be a projector because they have so much energy, who say, you know, I don't think I'm designed to rest. And then we look at, okay, how were you raised? Lots of times they had a generator parent or parents. They had generator siblings. I mean, they're surrounded by generator energy all the time, right? 70% of the planet are generators. So they've been conditioned to go and go and go and go and go and go and go. And it's not until they actually allow themselves time to stop and rest that they realize how much that's required. They realized how far past the point of burnout they are. And how this shows up for them is that they're no longer accepting the right invitations. So they're becoming bitter and resentful in their life. And that can be a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, right? It never fails when a projector comes into a coaching relationship with me and she's, you know, bucking tooth and nail that she never gets tired. And then she hits her breaking point and we see the resentment start to pile up. And then I can ask her, are you ready to look at this part of the equation? Are you ready to look at rest as an actual thing? Because I was going to say nobody likes to admit they're tired. It seems like there's two extremes in our society. You know, one is the person who complains constantly that they're so busy and they're so tired. And then there's another who like won't admit that she's tired or that she needs rest if it's killing her. And I don't want you to be like that as a projector, but that could be one of the things that's affecting you, that why you're not feeling aligned with the projector archetype is because you have been so conditioned away from your true nature. But the reminder for you today is that you can always come back. You can always come back to yourself. So I'm curious, are you someone who doesn't resonate with your human design type? And does it help you to see that there are many, many nuances beyond the fact of this is your type, so this is how you have to be? Because I think that that's one of the most dangerous things that we can do in human design world is just, it's like another way of conditioning people or another way of funneling them into a label. You're a manifesting generator, so you're crazy. You're a manifester, so you're bossy. You're a projector, so you're tired. You know, all of these things are just other ways that we label people. But what I would love for you to see is the opportunity to look at all of the nuances in your design, because how your entire human design chart plays together, all of the pieces of your design play a part. It's never just one thing. Yes, your type and your strategy is a really great place to start. If you're new to human design and you want like one thing in your brain that you can come back to over and over again, come back to your strategy. But when you're ready for more, when it's time to start uncovering all of the energies in your design and how they play together, then I want you to go to my website. It's vickidixon.com. Click on the little hamburger menu in the top right corner, and from there, choose a personal human design reading to get started. In a human design reading, we spend about 75 minutes together, and we have a conversation. So it's not just me dumping all of the energy on you and being like, okay, good luck to you now. No, it's a conversation. What does this look like in your life? How is this showing up for you? Have you experienced this? How can we get you to stand in the highest expression of these gifts instead of in the shadow of this gift? Where are you playing small? Where are you downplaying your gifts? Do you not even know what your gifts are? All of this comes in a reading. So don't use your human design type as another way to condition yourself to be like everyone else. I love to free you from that homogenization and from that labeling that we do. The gold is in the nuances. It's in how your design pieces all play together to make you the one-time cosmic event that you are. Human design invites you back to yourself. That's at the core of it. It's an invitation back to yourself. If you're ready to get to know the person that you came here to be, go ahead to the website, vickidixon.com, and book your reading now. And remember, life is going to kick you around. Stay unjaded.